T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Talk about how you feel distribution of the vaccine is going in terms of fairness and equality to rural areas of New York, because we all know that New York is a state dominated by urban centers. On, you know, you have New York City, obviously, and then Buffalo, and the counties there are pretty much have most of the population. So talk about how you feel about the distribution to more rural areas.
Well, first of all, I think it's been an abject failure overall. The vaccine rollout in New York State is horrible, and it is particularly bad in rural communities, especially because we have this a governor who has a long history of being a bully. And at the beginning of this vaccine rollout, he threatened those folks that were providing vaccines and threatened pulling their licenses if they didn't follow his politicized guidelines for how to distribute the vaccine. And as a result, so many people were so afraid of those threats from the health department that they ended up wasting vaccine. We dumped vaccines because they went to waste because of these threats that were being made. Now you look at our rural areas, and I represent some of the most rural parts of New York State, and we have problems with broadband. We have an aging community. We have a community that has health problems that are poor, but yet the governor does not does actually consider that to be underserved. So there needs to be a fundamental look at what is considered to be an underserved community. And when you look at the aging population, you look at the income levels, you look at the distances that people have to travel just to find a qualified vaccination site, then you're looking at a truly underserved community when you look at rural parts of New York State.
And you said it's an abject failure. Can you explain more about that, why it is an abject failure, the distribution that
I can cite some very recent data. Becker's Hospital Review, which ranked the vaccine rollout for all 50 states, has New York State listed as 41st out of 50 states. That right there I would consider an abject failure, considering all the resources that we have in New York State to begin with. But right now, currently, we're sitting on about 1.5 million doses that New York State has received and has not distributed yet. Again, this goes back to the governor's erratic and politically motivated distribution model that he's put together. So it's an abject failure, not just by my words, but by an organization that rates the states based on their vaccine rollout.
So what are you telling constituents? You know, I assume constituents are calling your office saying, I want to get a vaccine. How do I do that? What are you telling them, especially when the rural communities are not getting as much of the vaccine as, like an Erie County?
Well, we're certainly telling everybody that calls to keep an eye out for any vaccination locations. We're also telling them that we're advocating for them. We are fighting hard to get more vaccines, and we're starting to see some results. We're getting more vaccination distribution clinics set up here in the near future. We've heard from other folks in the administration that they're trying to make it a priority. But we are telling them to keep a close eye and to, if they're having difficulty, to contact our office. If they're having difficulty from a, say an access point to be able to get online to make a reservation or an appointment, that we will try to help them. But it's frustrating. It's frustrating for our constituents. It's frustrating to listen to those folks that have been ignored. Myself, my wife has been trying for weeks to get one of our 88-year-old neighbors a vaccine. She was finally successful, and she thought it felt like hitting the lottery, being able to get an appointment. I spoke to a gentleman today who's an 80-year-old veteran that has multiple comorbidities, and he can't get he's frustrated. He can't get an appointment. So, it's heartbreaking for me to hear these stories and to know that our governor has completely botched and politicized this rollout.
And I'm sorry, hold on a second. I just lost my question.
Okay, no problem.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe I did that.
All right.
So what would you do if there was more control by the legislature, if you had the ability to kind of control to a certain extent where vaccines would go, how would you do it differently to make sure rural areas were getting their fair share, keeping in mind that it naturally the rural areas are not going to get as much as like an Erie County or some of the downstate counties. So how would you do that fairly?
Well, first and foremost, there's 40 other states that are doing a better job than we are. So I would probably start by looking to those states and look at best practices, and then I would apply those. But specifically, I would first and foremost ensure that vaccines go to the people that are at the greatest risk of dying from COVID-19, period. That's the way we have to start. That's the way other states have done it more successfully than us, and not trying to come up with some kind of a politically correct method for distribution. We have to focus on our senior citizens, the people that are at high risk. We have to focus on those folks that are out in the community, our first responders, our frontline workers, and just take it from there. This is not should not be overly complicated. We also have, because the governor wants to control every aspect of it, when he has set up clinics, he's trying to do them in state-owned facilities instead of going into these communities and really letting the county governments, which he charged with coming up with these elaborate plans for vaccine distribution, and then he just tossed them in the garbage can and did it his way. So working with county governments and their departments of health so that they are the front line, they know where these the communities could be best served, especially in our rural areas, and letting that work, those plans that they were put together work, instead of him trying to just grasp the political credit for it by not allowing those who are best suited to do it to actually execute this vaccine rollout.
And last question, is there any concern that your constituents or any constituents of the more rural demographic have distrust or hesitancy in taking the vaccine?
Yeah, I've heard this from other folks, and I have not heard of any vaccine hesitancy in our area. I hope that's not an excuse that people are using, because quite frankly, you can look at any time that there is a vaccine site set up, that those appointments are sold out in literally in minutes. And when our counties do receive doses, they get them distributed within 24 hours of receiving them. So clearly, that means there's high demand here, and I don't think vaccine hesitancy is even an issue in our communities right now, at least not that I have seen.
Senator, is there anything else that you would like to add or anything you think our audience should know?
I would just like to say that right now, with everything that's going on with our governor, clearly we can point to the fact that this vaccine rollout is another victim of how this administration operates, politically first and not what's in the best interest of the people of New York State.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.